Okay, turn your radio up.
Good morning, gentle freaks.
Who are you calling a freak?
You and your whole freak show.
You're a freak.
Freak.
Well, that definitely is clarifying.
What a freak.
Freaky.
I'll tell you what's freaky.
Freaky Hump Day.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
We're trying something new.
The grassroots spiral campaign.
Now your freak flag's flying. Let the freak out begin.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1, or 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just getting so excited here. It's not a group that I really follow all that much, but there is a really interesting article from Jacob Salas in the Nevada Independent, and he follows the money, which is something I absolutely love. He breaks down $2.8 million in combined legislative campaign spending from major industries, and it's really interesting to see the groups. Let's see. He breaks it down: alcohol, tobacco, transportation, pharmaceutical. We do have a lot of that here in Nevada. Finance and banking, technology. I'll get Switch and Tesla in there. Insurance. It just goes to show, you know, payday lending. What else has he got in here? It just goes to show the different lobbying groups and where they fall with their cash, because that's the one thing that I like to say: follow the money, follow the money. So that is a really good article if you look into the Nevada Independent. 991fmtalk.com. Is woke education taking over Nevada schools? That's today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question: is there systemic racism in Northern Nevada? 97% of those participating in the poll said no. And with that, the opinion, in my opinion, we do not need critical race theory. So let's go to the phone lines. I am so happy to have him on the show. He is, he's always welcome because he is a powerhouse of a voice, not only now for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees, but even before that, when he was just a great watchdog. It's Jeff Church joining us. Jeff, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Good morning, and you sound marvelous.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So what do you think? Let's start off with critical race theory, Jeff. They looked at this in Carson City last night. I'm not too sure how the meeting finally turned out, but Washoe County School District is really opening the doors for all of the other school districts who are quite liberal, whether we want to admit it or not, in red rural counties, to open up the door for critical race theory.
It's bad, Monica. It's bad. And it's coming on our agenda on May the 25th. And they're doing that on purpose, because you can bet there'll be no public comment allowed. There'll be no active public comment.
Now, why do you believe, as far as May 25th goes out, that there'll be no active public comment? I mean, that's four weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the governor has said, apparently, that June 1st, the open meeting laws go back, which that's illegal. It should be any time, in my opinion. You know, it should have never been taken away from us. But that being said, after June 1st, it will be public comment. So until then, Monica, we're locked out. The only way you can write an email, but what good does that do?
Jeff, only 3 weeks ago, we weren't locked out. What happened with the school board of trustees that all of a sudden they're going to different locations, they're going to different schools, giving people the opportunity to speak? And then now they're back cowering and hiding again without the public.
Well, I'm kind of smiling. We had dozens of supporters show up and give them legally, peacefully. I mean, they were vocal, but peacefully, a piece of their mind in support of me and in support of true Washoe values. That's what I call it. It's true. We represent true Washoe County values. And so after all those people showed up, they got a little nervous and they said, from now on, we're closed. No more public comment.
You should be smiling. You should be smiling because you're the only one, Jeff, who is actually doing something for the community on that board of trustees. And that's very disappointing in my aspect because two other people on that board, I helped get elected.
Yes, and Monica, I've taken a promise to try to work this out internally, and I'm not going to criticize the district in general, and I'm not going to criticize my other fellow board members. But everything I'm telling you is factual, not criticism. And yeah, so we are locked out, and it's going to be on the agenda May 25th, is what I'm told. And you can see them going to try and push it through.
What would critical race theory do to Washoe County as far as a good education for the students out there?
Near as I can tell, Monica, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this stuff. And, and then it's continuing every time you got to pay a teacher to teach it. So that's money taken away from the three R's. We are, depending on who you believe, we're either 49th, 50th, 44th, or even they admit 33rd in the nation for quality of education. And that's not good. And so it takes money away from quality of education.
We're not that big, Jeff. To be last in the quality of education for other states who have so many more kids, who have so many, the districts are so much bigger. For us to be last in this country, where are we going wrong?
We've tilted left. We've tilted left, and I just don't know the answer to that, Monica, but other than 2022, we got an election. We got three openings.
Which openings do we have?
Everything east of Virginia Street, basically.
So
you're in Reno.
Is that Dr. Taylor?
No. Okay. It's, again, I better not mention names, but there's three openings. Everything east of Virginia, North Valleys, all the way to Carson City.
How do we get good people to run for these seats?
Have them get a hold of me. You can Google me, my website, which is temporarily, it's got my name on it, but we, again, in deference to the school district, as we're trying to work this out, I took it down, watchdogjeff.com. And I know, Monica, a lot of people are mad, but they don't know what's going on behind closed doors, that I'm trying to be a gentleman. I have a plan. And if it doesn't work out, Watchdog Jeff will be back up in full force. But I want to play nice for now and give him a chance.
And I thank you for doing that. Because sometimes when people feel attacked, they shut down. But they have to understand that you are speaking for the residents of Washoe County. And you were elected for a specific reason. Because you are a watchdog and because you are not backing down on these issues. And it's not just the issue, Jeff, of critical race theory. Now we're going through this whole situation where we're not teaching government. We're teaching social services. We're teaching socialism. What can you say on that?
Yes. I'm so disappointed, and that's why 2022 comes in big time. Because I'm the 1-6 vote and I can pound my shoe on the table, but I need backup. To put it in police terms, I need backup.
How do people make the difference when we are shut out of board meetings, when we are shut out from the actual people who think that you're the one who's causing all this and you're not? It's the residents of Washoe County because they're tired of all of it. How do they get in front of these school board members?
Well, let me make clear that I'm not pushing litigation. I'm pushing mediation, even arbitration, trying to work it out, talk with a trained mediator, whatever it takes. So litigation is the last resort.
100%. So,
but it's a resort.
So do people need to just start calling on a daily basis? Do they need to start emailing? What do they need to do to show the school board members that it's not about you? It's about them and the other school board members.
Number one, you can email. It's called boardcomments@washoeschools.net. Boardcomments@washoeschools.net. And they can go that way. And there's going to be more coming down. We've got where we're trying to get organized. So we will get back with you with more specific details. But we need people to mobilize and not just, you know, I know a lot of your listeners are in Minden and Carson. And it's the same thing there. They need to get organized before it's too late.
Yeah, that's absolutely 100% the total facts. Jeff, is there anything that we can have hope for in the future that if these things are passed, they will be reversed? Because I know that seems to be an almost impossibility that once something is set into motion, it just doesn't stop. It doesn't end.
Well, 2022, we get new people on the board, would be big. And we know nationwide, and I'm talking nationwide, not in Washoe, there's litigation. And we'll see how that plays out. Maybe the courts will realize that this is a violation of people's free speech. And again, I'm speaking nationally, not criticizing the school district.
Yeah, you don't have to criticize the school district. That's my job. That's
thank you, Monica, for providing the cover.
I'm sorry. It's not you criticizing the school district, Jeff. It is the parents. It's the parents. It's teachers who are coming forward finally. It is the neighborhood communities that are tired of our kids being last in the country. This is not something new. This is not something just since you joined the board. This has been going on for years and years and years. And unfortunately, you have prominent people in the community. You have financial advisors. You have activists who are trying to blow sunshine up people's skirts and saying, no, we're third in the nation for this, and it's all Clark County and blah, blah, blah. And they're finally grasping the reality that parents in Northern Nevada are just not that stupid.
You are correct. And by the way, Monica, we have openings on some committees. The chair, which is the sex ed committee, has openings. The audit committee. So if people are interested, that is one way to get involved. If you live in Washoe, is to volunteer to get on these committees, and they can get a hold of me and I can give them that info.
That's absolutely fantastic. How can they, you know, I wouldn't mind being on one of those committees. I used to work at Family
Perfect.
Planning. I think that, you know, I would do a hell of a job on the share committee of what kids should actually be learning. So, Jeff, again, how do people get a hold of you to find out how they can make a difference?
WatchdogJeff.com. It's still up. It's just been kind of, you know, toned down. WatchdogJeff.com.
WatchdogJeff.com. Jeff Church, is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners with today for prosperity to give them hope of we will make this happen?
2022, that's the big one. And I'll be in touch. We'll work together and try and make it work for with the school board. And if not, I'll start pounding my shoe on the table.
All right. I'll even buy you a new pair of shoes. Jeff Church, thank you so thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time and appreciate all your hard work on the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Monica. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Again, it is up to you to make the difference. When you're outnumbered, sometimes it feels like the weight of the world is coming down on you. But Jeff knows that he's not outnumbered. He may be outnumbered on the board, but he's not outnumbered in the community, because he knows that the parents and the teachers are backing him 100%. Speaking of backing, I'm so glad they came from California because they're one of the finest, finest companies I know, and they are locals now. At a certain point, you reach your goal of you're no longer an out-of-towner, you're no longer a transplant from California, you're just a member of the community. And that is a local business called The Chocolate Shop. Right now, caller number three, if you would like to pick up a half a dozen long-stemmed chocolate-dipped, absolutely the freshest strawberries out there, then get on the phone lines. 884-9910. Give you a chance to win right now. And if you haven't gotten your order in for Mother's Day yet, which is pretty damn funny because my mother's in California, and just got a text. Those sound lovely. Have you gotten your order in yet? You're going to be taken care of, Mom. Don't worry about it. If you want to take care of your mom, log on to chocolateshop.us. That's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E.us. Or just try to win them right now at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Billie Eilish has a new song called Your Power. Well, you call it a song. I call it a moody asthma attack. Genesis is reuniting for a tour. It's good news for Genesis fans who always wanted to see them live. Okay, sorta live. America may soon experience a chicken shortage. Luckily for parents, this has no effect on whatever is in the contents of those spongy, oven-heated, so-called chicken nuggets. A Sarasota Eagle Scout has earned every merit badge possible, including the last one for defending himself successfully from the Scoutmaster at sleepaway camp. And today is Cinco de Mayo. 40% of Americans wrongly believe it marks Mexican Independence Day. The other 60% were too drunk to care. This is not headline news.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Ah, love that guy. Love, 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 love that guy. The singer there, actually. Some great music. What's going on around us right now? First off, big congratulations going off to Philip in Minden. Picks up those long-stem chocolate-covered strawberries from the chocolate shop. Giving you your chance to win one more time in the next half hour. Yes, three times a day. Don't you love that? Just in time for Mother's Day. Which, actually, you know how I feel. Every day should be Mother's Day. But something that we've been talking about pretty much throughout the entire day is education. And at what point do we take our education system back? Because we know it's a Marxist agenda. We know that this is how you take over a system. You take over the education. It's that simple. And they have been working on this for generations. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Is woke education taking over Nevada schools? Do you see that? I'm hoping 100% say yes, because it shows that your eyes are open. Yesterday's poll question, is there systemic racism in Northern Nevada? 97% of those participating said no. And that's a beautiful thing to hear. We turn issues into just these monuments of altercation. We take local issues like the Sundowner siren in Minden, and we put it into a legislative bill, and we put it, you know, to something that's in the legislature when it's a local issue. This is where we have to stop. We have to wrap our heads around what is going on all around us 24/7 now. It used to not be that way. We went about our lives. You packed up the kids. You sent them off to school. You waited for them to come home. You got home from work. You fixed dinner. You can't live that blinding existence anymore. You have to pay attention to what the Reno City Council is doing, what the Sparks City Council is doing, what the Washoe County Commission is doing and isn't doing. The legislature, the list goes on and on. All of the outlying counties, the rural counties. People in Washoe County should be just as concerned as what's going on in Lyon and Story and Humboldt and Churchill and every other county around us. To understand how Nevada is failing. And I hate saying that because I love this great state so much. Our battle born has turned into P-word whipped. Figure it out for yourself. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. AJ, make sure you call back. Want to hear what you had to say about Jeff Church. Right now, though, we're going to head to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Alan this morning. Alan wants to talk about education. Hi, Alan. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Monica, and welcome back. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much.
A couple years ago, my son, who is now 12, so he was 10, came home and had said, "Oh, Donald Trump is racist. Why do you support him, Dad?" And I said, "What do you mean he's racist? Where'd you hear that?" "Well, it was at school. There, you're talking about it in class." "Who? The teacher?" "Yeah." And then I had to give him an education of what to, how to see it for yourself.
Wow.
And yeah, that's crazy.
And he was 10 at the time?
Yes, ma'am. Fifth grade.
It just goes to show, Alan, that there is no such thing as a real education anymore. It's about personal opinion. It's about personal bias. It's about indoctrination of the kids that, you know, if they can sway just one child's opinion to theirs, they're being successful. And I know all teachers aren't like that. And that's what just hurts me so much.
Right. I know. When we went to school, they taught us the textbook. How to read, write. 1 + 1 = 2, not 1 + 6 + 18. You know what I mean? This new Common Core stuff. I can't follow that. I can't help him when he has homework. I tell him, "Here, do it like this. 1 + 1 = 2. And you know, this straightforward way. And, "Oh, no, Dad, that's wrong." I said, "How is it wrong?" The answer's the same. But they want us to go this route.
Right, because it's confusing. It slows American children down. It's been proven that it is not successful. And it is supposed to be up to the states to if they're going to use it or not. And yet the state of Nevada still has its head so far up its you-know-what that they won't ban Common Core.
I know. That's terrible. It is disgusting. It's craziness.
But, Alan,
that's why we're yes, ma'am.
You're the parent. What have you
that's
done
right.
in the education system? Who have you contacted? What have you said to change anybody's opinion? You are the one, Alan, with all of the power.
True. I did go to the principal and said, hey, what's going on? Well, sometimes it get, you know, opinions get popular opinion gets discussed at schools. It's like, well, that's not what you're supposed to be discussing. There is no popular opinion. It's textbook. It's A plus B. It's not opinion.
Yeah, that's
well,
not.
Well, we'll take that under your advisement, sir. Yeah, okay, blow me away.
Exactly. Exactly. Alan, you know when you're being blown off.
That's right. That's right, man. And it's terrible. And our kids are suffering.
Please don't give up. You know, don't give up on the school system. Don't give up on the teachers. Just hold these people accountable. That's the most important thing that we can do for the kids.
Amen.
All right. Alan, thank you so much for calling into the program today. And I just find that just reprehensible of how people are reacting in schools now. Tia's on the line with us right now. She wants to continue the conversation on the schools. Tia, thank you so much for calling into the program today. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Monica. Back in 2017, we adopted all three of our grandchildren. So even at 50, we are starting all over again. And let me tell you, the responsibility with educating our kids sits at home. That's the very first place that it starts and the place that it should end. We are the ones that get to say what happens with our education as far as the children go and who they get to sit with inside the classroom. We have one kid, the middle child, she's coming out of kindergarten. She carries a copy of the Constitution in her backpack. She can't even read it, but she will tell everyone it is the most important piece of paper she will ever carry in her life.
Tia, I wish I could clone you.
And no teacher is going to take that.
I wish I could clone you and put you right into the school system. That is absolutely the most awesome thing that I have heard in a long time, especially for a kindergartner. Because you're right. You are 100% correct. It starts and it stops at home. Tia, where did we go wrong that parents just ship their kids off to school for daycare?
We went wrong when mothers abdicated the responsibility for educating their children to the school system. Once women gave up that authority, they forgot that we are the ones that taught our children the most important primary things they learn. We taught them how to go potty on a potty chair. We taught them how to use a spoon. We taught them how to talk, how to sing, and that it was okay to cry. We taught them those very basic, important things. And as women abdicate their responsibility of motherhood and decide, me having another job so that we can afford a nicer iPhone, that was when we lost everything, Monica. My husband and I, there are six people in our house. We take care of my mother-in-law. She has dementia. And we make sure that we don't just live on his income, but we live beneath his income. And people have forgot how to do that. The things are more important than the people.
Again, Tia, I go back to it's about marketing. You know, we want more and more and more, and our quality of life is less and less and less the more that we have. Because that's not life. Life is you and the kids and your husband and your family getting out and being happy, you know, and like you just admitted, the latest cell phone, I have an iPhone 6, you know, if anybody knows what the numbers are up to, that stuff does not make you happy. It's just material items.
Well, you know, my husband works and I work from home. When I get the chance with three kids running around, we sit down and sew, and we sew our own clothes and we sew reusable shopping bags out of fabric that we find at the thrift store. You know, it just, we find a way to make it work and we find a way to do what we need to do.
Because you know
and
what's
that's
important.
The problem. Yeah. Oh, there they go, right off on your radio show.
That's okay. We'll take all the voices that we can get. So, Tia, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling into the program today and understanding and helping others share what is the most important of why we're here. So I'll let you go deal with that. And thanks for calling, Tia.
Monica, bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Have a great day. All right, let's check in. Let's keep the calls going and check in with Cindy this morning. Cindy's on the line. Hi, Cindy. Thanks for being on the program.
Hey, good morning, Monica. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, girl?
Good, good. Hey, I'm out here at the marina, and I've been listening to your show for the past 3 days, and you've had an absolute wonderful train of information and people calling in and speaking to the problems we're facing here in Washoe. And as you know, on Tuesday, the Nevada Grassroots, in connection with the Republican Women of Reno and other interested citizens, led the the commission brigade, to try and convince the commission to disapprove the plan for the COVID-19 mitigation response in accordance with Directive 041.
And, of course, Jeannie Herman was the only one that, you know,
exactly. She's the only one that has the principles, the clarity of morality and strength of character to vote for what is right. And what's interesting is Vaughn Hartung and Bob Lucey both spoke about apparent conservative elements that they're concerned about, yet they voted to approve the plan. So I started thinking about, obviously, they're owned by someone or something. I don't know who or what yet. But then I started digging into NRS 414, which is the basis for the emergency declaration, and which some of the rural counties have successfully mounted opposition to past resolutions, and now they're in not being governed by the declaration of emergency. Mm-hmm. So as I dug into 414, if you go down to 414.155, it speaks specifically to firearms, and it has language that speaks to obvious protections per the Second Amendment. But there's a couple of other sentences below that says, you know, they're not going to seize or infringe on Second Amendment rights unless there's some kind of apparent reason for them to do so. And so you go back to the whole body of 414, and we can agree that it's not based on any real emergency as what they're characterizing this at.
Yeah, no science.
But then I went, yeah, and then I went over to what was that bill? Was it 286 that had two separate issues buried in one bill, the one about CCW and every place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, AB 286.
Along with the ghost gun. Yes. And so they lost the CCW portion of that. They kept the ghost gun. And what didn't make sense to me was they don't give up anything without a fight. That was structured in a way specifically to be used later. Call me conspiracy theorist. Call me a tin hat conspiracy person, but I can see where 414, which has not been abandoned in Washoe County, there could be a construed reason to infringe on Second Amendment rights. I'm not saying that's true. I'm not saying it's a fact. I'm sending up a flare of warning and awareness so that everybody digs into it and starts lighting up the phones, emails of their representatives.
That's really interesting because I had not connected anything with that. But Cindy, you're 100% correct, because if you want anything to get past the voter, you have to put it in a way that they're not going to follow it. Something at the very end, you bury it in another bill somewhere, you combine it with something else. And we've seen the tyrannical powers that these bills have given the governor and why nothing is going to be released or changed until after June 1st. What happens after June 1st? The legislature is finished. And I think you are a brilliant not conspiracy theorist. I think you're a brilliant woman to connect these, that people need to be aware that this is how a Democrat, how a left-run organization works. You watch the right hand, and it's the left hand that's picking your pocket or removing your rights.
Exactly. And I've always been a proponent of when they're telling me and pointing in one direction, I'm looking in the other direction. I've never looked to where they're pointing. I give it a glance, assess for what it is, and then I go and look on the other side and see what they're trying to accomplish. Now, if anybody wants to take the time, not only NRS 414, but what's really critical to understand where we're at with this mechanism that the governor has implemented, you have to go back to the directives, back to the first one when they declared the emergency. And then as you progress through all of the directives, and he just dropped another one in the last couple of days, Directive 045. And that has specific language rescinding one of the paragraphs out of 024, which has the mask mandate in it, and it's replaced it with another more tyrannical paragraph that says all businesses must ensure that their patrons, customers, I'm paraphrasing, that they have to cover their face, their mouth, and their nose. You know, this will not stop until we the people stop wearing masks. You said it before. And you know that I've been affiliated with these wonderful, brave women in Nevada grassroots and the health freedom movement and broaden my base of information. I go everywhere without a mask. There's a couple places I have to go in with a mask. Comico is one of them. You know, but I own the space in which I walk, and I encourage everyone around us to own the space in which we walk. You know, it's absolute insanity that people have voluntarily, submitted to this, and the government did it without firing a shot.
Yeah, that is probably the scariest situation of all. And I still look at it that it's a training exercise. It's to show the powers that be how far people will go, who will accept it, who won't accept it. And now for the next round, it will be targeted. There will be direct targets. And people like you and I, we're the ones who are going to suffer because being so vocal, we're the ones who are going to be targeted. Cindy, thank you so much for bringing this to everybody's attention because, again, we don't read any of these NRSs. We haven't delved in and read every single bit of the bills. Even the legislators don't do that. So for people to really understand what's going on around us, what Governor Sisolak is getting away with, you have to do your reading. Cindy, thank you so much.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
One last thing. If I've had to put this, you know, look in the mirror and tell myself this. If I have an hour for social media to do my updates and broadcast, I have an hour to sit down with 414, with the directives, and with legislation.
It doesn't
take that kind of time. So thank you for your time, Monica, and I'm glad you're feeling better. You sound fabulous.
Thank you, Cindy, and thank you for your time because, you know, it's all of us working together to make that chain, to direct, you know, go look at this, go look at that. It's all of us working together and getting you those little bits and pieces and sharing it with each other. That's what makes the difference. Right now, caller number five. Caller number five at 884-9910. You are going to pick up for the day our last prize of chocolate, hand-dipped, delicious strawberries from the chocolate shop just in time for Mother's Day on this Sunday. Just in case you forgot. This Sunday. Log on and get yours ordered today at chocolateshop.us. That's chocolate, chocppe.us. Right now, though, caller number five is going to be a winner at 884-9910. Good luck.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 991fmtalk.com.
Oh, she's always going off on something. The Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Got all kinds of chances for you to win tomorrow. But that's not what the focus of the show is going to be on tomorrow. Because I have been getting texts after emails about raising kids and indoctrination and, you know, between Christy and Maria and the list goes on and on. We're going to have a very interesting show tomorrow. So I hope you join me. 10 to noon every weekday here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Big congratulations going out to Rusty from Lovelock. Hopefully locking his love all over the place and picking up some beautiful and absolute, you know, forget the looks. I don't care. They're absolutely delicious chocolate-covered strawberries from the chocolate shop. And that is the nice thing about the chocolate shop is it's beautiful and delicious. You get the best of both worlds. So I hope you have a fantastic day. Make of it what you will, because there are forces all around us who are trying to bring you down, who are trying to discourage you, who are trying to make you feel like an outcast. And you know what? That's not going to happen here. We're in this together, and we will get through this together. That's the nice thing. As long as we rely on each other and we accept the help that when we need it, we get through all of this garbage that's thrown at us. And trust me, it's garbage. You know the difference. Out with the garbage, in with the good stuff. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you. Have a great day. It's the National Day of Prayer tomorrow. I hope you're able to be at the Capitol, because it's going to be a doozy. Have a great day.